Hello and welcome to the Muskegon Community Education Center's Student Podcasts. These podcasts are made possible via a community service partnership between the Muskegon County Community Foundation, the Muskegon Community Education Center, and WGBU Public Media, and feature students from the Muskegon Community Education Center.
This is Cobra Bankhead, and today we got the MCEC podcast, and we got
Armonte Johnson
and Jeremiah Galladay.
All right. So we sitting down here to learn like your basic daily routines or what you do in the military, in case anybody want to enlist, you know. And like, what's your opinion? Like, what you do on a weekly basis? Like, what your day consists of, Monday through like Saturday? Sunday.
Typically on a Monday, I wake up about 5:45. I make it to PT about 6:10, 6:15. On a Monday, typically we got 3 mile AGRs, which is just running as a big group for 3 miles. So it's like 1.5 miles there, 1.5 miles back. Then after we get back, we might do like a little push-up, sit-ups or something. And then after that, I get released. I go get some breakfast. I probably get like a piece of French toast or maybe a couple of pancakes. Might get a piece of sausage or some bacon or something. And I can be at work by 9. Once I get to work at 9 on Mondays, I go make sure my truck's straight to get ready to roll out if we ever got anything coming up to where we got to use the trucks. And then I pretty much just chill. I might do a couple admin things just to get it out the way. On Tuesdays, they consist again, 5:45. I go to PT and everything. Then by 9 o'clock, we start signal maintenance. So we go make sure all our radios work. Ain't nothing wrong with them. Make sure we got everything in front of the antennas. And Wednesday, same thing, apply PT every day. You know you got to work out every day. You can't have no slow days.
So PT is what, physical training?
Yeah, physical training. Uh-huh. So that's what I was thinking. It consists every day, except for Thursdays. Thursdays, we have a thing called Learning Training Time. And it's just where we sit our group of soldiers down, and then we pretty much just teach them. Like, last week, we had a conversation about, like, equal opportunity and SHARP, which is the sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah. So y'all basically like more of like a teamwork, like it's teamwork every day.
Yeah, every day is a teamwork day. We try to get interactive with our soldiers.
You do that Monday through Thursday?
Monday through Friday, really. Wednesdays, we just do admin stuff all day. Thursdays is that training time where we sit down with the soldiers, do team bonding. We learn a couple lessons. Then Friday, we don't do normal PT. We might do like a little 3 mile. But typically, we do, like, a sports PT day. So, we'll go out. We'll play, like, basketball. We might do, like, basketball. Might do, like, a ultimate frisbee or football or something. You know, try to get everybody his, you know, prepare for the weekend so we can have a safe weekend.
Right. So, so you stay on campus, like on the weekends and stuff? Like, you stay on base on the weekends?
Sundays, I stay on base. Some days, I go venture out. I might go to Houston or Dallas or, you know, Austin or something, you know. I don't too much like staying on the fort.
Oh, so weekends are off days?
Yeah, weekends are off days. You typically get out on Friday around like 2 or 3. And then after that, you release. They give a little safety brief to make sure everything's straight. To just give you the protocols, like, you know, be safe, no drinking and driving, don't boat and drive, you know.
Right.
The everyday safety brief, and then we released. I typically pack my bag. I be gone next morning. I be back Sunday night, and then I give me a good sleep. Wake up, repeat on Monday.
Oh, yeah, so it's like, so how did you have to adapt, like, you know, like, from, like, coming, like, you know, like, being out here, like doing, like, regular stuff to, like waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and stuff? It was hard?
Nah, it really wasn't hard because, you know, school start early. I don't know how they are not due to, like, COVID and stuff. But
yeah,
back when I was in school, you know, a couple years back, we had to be here about 7:30, 7:45. So I was used to waking up early because, like I said before, I'm a little sluggish in the morning. So I'd be having to wake up early.
Yeah, I know how it be. So what's the craziest thing you saw, like, while you was up in the military?
The craziest thing I saw, I think it was September last year. I saw my homeboy get body slammed because he had held the grenade in his head for too long when we was at the range.
Man. And, like, the grenade was still in his hand?
Yeah, so, like, when you throwing grenades, right, you got to, like, pull the pin, and you got to, like, pull it out. But you can't milk the grenade because once you milk it, like, the acid in the grenade start leaking down towards the bottom, and that's what makes the grenade explode. So he was, like, holding it for too long, and you're not supposed to have it in your hand no longer than 10 seconds.
For real?
So, you feel me? The drill body slammed him, man. He was on the ground. The drill threw the grenade, and it went off.
Man, that's crazy.
So, you feel me? They both could have died, but Drill saved him, and he got ended up getting in trouble for it. But I was rolling behind that window because I ain't think going to get body slammed. I ain't never seen nobody get body slammed like that before.
Like, he just picked him up and he
took the grenade, he threw it, and then he body slammed him.
Well, I don't get it. Why he had a body slam, though. Why can't you just take
the grenade? Okay, so, like, when you at the range and you throwing grenades, you behind this little wall, so, like... If you don't throw it over the wall, it bounces back.
You're
a goner, so you feel me? Yeah, like, he has to body slam him on the ground because, like, what you milking a grenade for? You feel me?
All right. So, like, do you shoot weapons or, like?
Yeah, right now I'm qualified to shoot three different weapons. I'm qualified to shoot a grenade launcher, a saw, and a regular carbine rifle.
Not scary doing that?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. When I was shooting the saw, though, I was a little scared because that thing on the tripod, and you feel me? It be moving.
You talking about the one with the big old pack on the bottom, like the Call of Duty?
It be laying on the ground. That thing be moving. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought I was gonna be scared with that grenade launcher.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That was fun.
That grenade launcher was straight. Just don't hold it on your chest, because if you put it on your chest, that thing gonna blow you back. It got a little kick to it.
Man. So they taught you how to brace the weapons and all that.
So
what made you want to get up in the army? Like,
it was just like. Most of my relatives, I ain't gonna say most of them, but like some of them.
They persuaded you.
Yeah, they had like, they was like, yeah, I went, I did this, and now I'm like, that sounds cool. Like, we in Muskegon, so I'm like, ain't nothing here for real. Like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing here, so I'm like,
for real? Like, if it's
I'm trying to go overseas, I'm trying to go chill. Y'all was chilling out. Y'all all in Germany, right. You feel me? All in Japan and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to go chill with y'all.
Yeah, that'd be straight up.
And so, like, I went. Don't get me wrong, while you in basic training, it get tough out there because you don't get your phone like that for real. You get it on Sundays for like 30 minutes, but like, it got tough out there. I was like, man, what I sign up for? I don't like that right here. Right. And then we end up going to our job school so we can learn how to do our job. And I got my phone back. Man, I was on that phone every day. I was like, man, I got to get the phone back. But then like, it teaches you though, like a lot for real, not having your phone, because then you start looking from the inside out instead of the outside in. And that's how you have a different mindset, so.
Yeah, because, like, I think when you got your, like for real, like, when you used to be a kid to get your phone took, like, you would do, like, so much. Like, you would learn your true self when you ain't got your phone.
Man, you start like, fiddling with
man,
stuff.
Like, what? Like, on who I can draw now?
Man, what? I'm for real. I start making logos and stuff. People, like, you know how to draw? I'm like, man, you learn a lot when you ain't got that phone, man.
Yeah. So, like, how was your experience, like, coming, like, from MCEC to, like, like coming out of MCEC, like how did you like feel like being up in the program?
So like with MCEC, it taught me a lot. Like I said, like when I was at the high school before I got transferred, like I took school serious, but like I was also not taking it serious. Like I thought D's and C's was alright. I'm like, man, I can get away with it. I still graduated. But then like once you let that ride for so long, it start reflecting on you. And then mind you, like, I was been around Mr. Williams, and he didn't tolerate that type of stuff. So like, I had to get my life together. So they had transferred me to, you know, MCEC, and I got my life together.
Yeah, I think MCEC is, like, the turnaround for, like, everybody, though.
Yeah.
Because, bro, I got held back. Yeah, your second chance, for real. Like, I got held back. I'm like, it's the O for me. I ain't no coming back. I'm finna be the class clown. I'm getting laughed at and stuff. And turned around, they got me going to college and stuff now. So it's just like, you feel me, like, it's like different opportunities. Like, if you put the work in, you get it back for real with this.
Yeah, that's one thing I learned, though. Never take nothing for granted, because the same way you can get it, the same way it can be taken away.
Yeah, that's the major thing. Like, real, like, that happened all the time. Like, you could be money. Like, you could be up something, man. Then you just fall off. And, like, you gotta find your way back up the ladder, like, to get back.
I done seen it happen.
Yeah.
To not only me, but, like, partners of mine. So,
your position was MIT in the military, right?
What you mean?
Like, that's like your job in the military, right?
It's yeah, when you go to AIT, that's where you learn your jobs. Like, if you say, like, supply, they might send you to Virginia, so you would be in Virginia learning your job. I had to go to Georgia, so
right.
I was down in Georgia at the Cyber Center for Excellence, so I can learn how to do everything signal.
So can you, like, switch, like, to any other jobs, like, in the military?
I mean, you can, but you got to go through a process when you talk to the retention NCO. So, like, if I wanted to go switch and do legal like I want to, I have to go talk to them, and then in 2024, when I get ready to either get out or re-enlist, I can go change my job.
That's true.
I don't know, but I think I'm gonna stay signal, and I'm gonna just choose a different duty station, because Texas, once you get used to Texas, especially where I'm at, I said it was another Muskegon. I done left Muskegon trying to find something better, and they done sent me back. So you know what I'm saying?
It ain't like no like opportunities out there. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong, like Fort Hood, nice, but I ain't with it too much. I'm trying to go venture off. That's why, like, when we go to Europe next month, I'm gonna be keeping my eyes open because I might have to go ahead and go out there.
Oh yeah,
so,
Europe. Yeah.
So you spend the rest of your month here in Muskegon, or just free time, whatever?
No, I'm only here for 2 weeks. So next week I'll be gone.
So, is it, like, hard being, like, away from your family? Like, do you, like, get homesick while you out there?
The first couple weeks, when I first left, it was in August. The first couple weeks, I was like, man, I'm ready to go. I'm sick of this stuff already. And then I just got used to not being there. And it kind of opened my eyes because it's, like, it wasn't nothing here. So, it was, like, maybe this is for the best of me not to go back.
Yeah, so, what kept you pushing, like, to be, like, I got to stay out here. This is my only way out. I got to stay out here. Like, what kept you, like, motivated throughout, like, all the stuff you had to go through?
Man, I ain't going to lie. That's social media. I started seeing stuff I didn't want to see on there about, like, different partners and stuff. So I was just like, I can't go back. If I go back, I might be the next victim or I might be the next one to go to jail. So right. I was like, I'm just stay here. I'm going to keep my head screwed on straight.
How long you planning on staying in the military?
I've been in there a year and 3 months. That's still to be determined because like I could get out and I can get a good paying job now, or I can stay in an extra 6 years and get out at 10 years and then work another government job that way I can get double pension and double retirement.
Look, I got a question though. No, Justice. So, like, bro, do y'all really get paid like a lot of money, or they just be perping?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, at first, you get paid. You feel me? Trashy. You might make like $1,600 a month, but then like once you get up in rank and you start doing like more stuff, then like they start seeing it, and the more you progress in the army, the more you get paid, really.
So you get paid like salary or like hourly?
It's salary.
Oh yeah.
So how much you make a year? So like you could just leave out the army whenever you feel like it?
Nah, it don't work like that. So
you gotta go through like process paperwork.
Yeah, you gotta go through a process paperwork. But then that varies too, because like they might give you a general discharge, but then depending on what the situation is for you to get out, it might be a dishonorable.
Yeah,
but,
so what's the difference between those?
Like dishonorable, say you tried to kill somebody and they separating you from the army, you would get a dishonorable discharge, and then once you get back to being a civilian, like say you get back to Muskegon, like you won't be able to get no jobs for real because it say dishonorable on your discharge papers, and you put that on your resume, they're gonna ask you like what you do, and then that will affect it. General discharge, you might have messed up your back or your knee or something, and they just separated you from the army because you're not capable to complete the mission. Right. So you're still able to get a job with a general discharge.
So could you continue, like, if you wanted to, you go to college, like, while you was in the army?
Yeah, I'm finna enroll back in school now. They have it to where you could take online classes or you can do in-person classes, but in-person classes is rare, especially if you're active duty. If you go reserve or to the National Guard, you can take in-person classes or online.
So why you ain't go to the Navy?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't really feeling the Navy. They got a lot going on over there. And then, like, they training in Chicago, like, and then typically, like, when you done with the Navy training in Chicago, they send you straight to Virginia, and I'm like, I'm trying to travel. I ain't trying to be stuck in Virginia. My homeboy just got back from overseas. He was in Europe. He just got back. He back in Virginia, and he been there for 6 years. Ain't never left Virginia.
How long y'all finna be in Europe?
Finna be in Europe for a year.
Like, y'all fighting like battles out there, or like?
Nah, we ain't per se like doing like anything combat unless they try to pop off or something while we over there. But like, we just gonna be like training, really, just like learning how other
armies work. Or something.
Yeah, like we gonna be working with the European army, seeing how they operate, doing their trainings. They gonna do some of our trainings. It's just like getting to know like other countries that we communicate with.
Like y'all allies.
Yeah.
You excited?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's like a 7-hour difference. So, like, it's going to be hard for me to try to communicate with my peoples back here. But at the same time, like,
sleep while
you know what I'm saying? Because right now it's about what? 2. So it's about what? 9, 9 over there at night. So they finna get ready to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time, you feel me, we get out, we get our day started for real after school. Like, they going to be asleep. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be difficult, but they said you get used to it after a couple of days. So
So, like, what you think about, like, the whole Taliban stuff? Like, what's your opinion on that?
Oh, with the Taliban stuff? I really don't know me personally because I ain't had to deal with it. But
you ain't had to deal with
no,
it?
I ain't had to deal with that. I ain't been in that long, but.
So, what you think of our new president? Like, you think he like, helping you all in the active duty field?
You know, I ain't going to lie. I can't talk about that right now because, you know, we got our little paper we had to sign.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing about the president because, you know, I work for him.
I forgot.
So, you know, I can't say nothing good or bad about him. It's not really classified. It's just like, we just can't say nothing good or bad about him because we're for him. You know what I'm saying?
Like you're an FBI agent or something. I forgot.
It's cool. I've been interrogated by one before. It's cool.
That's you've been interrogated, man. You got any more questions?
I just want to say, so like, when you was first settling in, like, having to move in and stuff, was it difficult?
Nah, I was really trying to stay in Georgia, though, before I went to Texas. But, like, trying to adjust to, like, being in Texas, like, you got to adapt to the heat because it be hot down there. Like,
I'm already
a couple weeks ago, it was 101 down there. I'm like, man, I'm finna die out here. We got on these uniforms, you know, we got the boots on.
I know
y'all
like, be, man. If you don't drink your water.
I'm like, yeah, hot down here. Ice melting in the cup fast, you know. I'm like, man, I ain't ready for this. You just gotta adapt and you know, conquer, really. Like, you can't let nothing really tear you down, even if, like, the people around you.
I get what you're saying. Like, you gotta, like, you still gotta keep going, even.
Yeah, you gotta keep pushing yourself, even when others, like, not really doing it. But then you have to, like, use your motivation and try to motivate them to, you know, pick up the slack.
So it's basically like the MCEC all over again.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, it's not like not everybody for themselves, you all for one.
Yeah.
Like, y'all a whole unit.
Yeah, because they teach you, like, when you in, like, basic training and AIT, like, y'all a team. Like, it ain't just one person getting
that
in trouble.
Everybody
getting in trouble. Like, you feel me? You could be like, you'd be like 30 seconds late. Everybody getting in trouble just because that one person. So, I mean, you start learning to, like, make everybody come together as a team just so you can, you know, get the job accomplished.
So, like, y'all finna be training for, like, a whole year in Europe?
A whole year. It's going to be cold. They said, the coldest to get over there. I mean,
you think it's going to be being Muskegon?
Yeah, they said the coldest to get is -5 over there. I ain't never seen Muskegon get -5.
I think we got like -1 before.
Nah, we didn't.
-2. I thought we got below zero.
I know we got like a below zero.
Yeah, we got below zero. Yeah, like I was like little, like out here like 3 coats on, cause for real.
It's cold out there, but we got winter boots and, you know, snow suits and stuff, so we'll be all right.
Oh, so it's gonna be snowing over there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like 45 degrees this morning, but you know.
Alright,
it is what it is.
So there won't be combat training over there?
Yeah, we tactically trained to do a lot of things, man. Talk to me offline.
So that's all the time we have for today for the podcast. Thank you. I just want to thank you for letting us interview, you know, being on the podcast. And we definitely hope you be good out there.
Yeah.
In Europe,
I'll be back. I'll let y'all know how it was out there.
You got to come back and tell us.
Yeah, I'm going to come back. I ain't going to tell y'all everything because, you know, some of that stuff classified. I'm going to let y'all know the good stuff.
All right, this is MCEC, and we are here with
Armate.
Jeremiah. And that's a wrap, guys.
This podcast was produced by students from the Muskegon Community Education Center. The Muskegon Community Education Center is an alternative high school designed to prevent high school dropout through the use of unique traditional and non-traditional learning programs. MCEC is an essential step to earning a high school diploma, identifying a career path, and/or transitioning into college. MCEC provides a place where education is magnified using a collaborating community. The podcasts on this webpage are the work of a network of MCEC student journalists. The Muskegon Community Education Center's student podcast can be heard on wgvu.org/MCEC.